opportunity to spend Resurrection Sunday with you and to be able to share a few words. When I was approached with this opportunity, I was reminded of a message that God gave me some time ago that I had entitled, What Am I Here For? And when it became clear that I was going to be sharing on Easter Sunday, I thought at first that I was going to have to change my topic. Apparently God was not finished teaching me from this lesson, because that's where we're going to start. Don't you just love when you're going about your day thinking that things are just ordinary? And then God shows up in the moment and shows you that it's not ordinary at all, but it's something extraordinary, something supernatural even, when God comes down and actually touches us where we are. So here's the story of the original message. I was on my way home one evening some time ago, and my wife Abby called me, and she asked if I could stop at Walmart and pick up a few things. Well, I tried to be a good husband, so I pulled into the Walmart. I walked into the store, and the moment that I walked into the store, I was suddenly aware that I had absolutely no idea what Abby had asked me to get. Talk about an ordinary moment. Can anybody relate? Is it just me? Is it just me? Okay, good. I'm making sure we're all on the same page. I remember standing in the doorway, literally looking at a storehouse full of everything that we could possibly need, and with no idea of what I was supposed to do next. Everything is laid out in front of me, and I'm standing there just asking, what am I here for? I know that I have a purpose here, but I have absolutely no idea what it is. Most of us can relate to this experience, not only at the store, but in life itself. How many of you have found yourself in a situation where you have almost limitless opportunity in front of you, but you just don't know what to do? So often life offers us multiple options, and we may even believe that we've been sent where we are, but we're just unable to identify our path forward. Perhaps it's a situation in which we're uncertain of exactly what has led us there in the first place. Looking around, it's hard not to think that we've missed the leading of the Lord sometimes, or even that he's led us into the desert. The good news is, as believers, we can be sure of this. If you belong to Christ, you are where you are because there is a purpose in it. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do." We're God's handiwork. We've been handcrafted by God himself. We're not mass-produced, we're not thrown together, and we're definitely not a mistake, an accident, or an afterthought. The definition of handiwork is used in this passage is this: it's work done by the hands, or it's work done personally, or it could even apply to the actual product. It could apply to the product that was being made, or it could apply to the work that is going into the product being made. Literally, it's a fabric that's been woven together by hand. Now, not only can we know that we've been handcrafted, but we've been created for the purpose of doing good works. And not just any good works, but the good works that God has prepared in advance for us to do. This I know for sure. God created you, and he had specific works in mind when he did. He's placed you right here, and he's done so for a purpose. You, individually, are where you are for a purpose. You, Clappertown Church, are here for a purpose. Now let's go back to Walmart. I'm standing in front of the store with no idea of what I'm supposed to get there, but with an absolute certainty that not only am I supposed to do something specific, but that someone else is expecting me to do it. Sound familiar? At this moment, I've got a choice to make, and I've only got three possible options. I could choose to give up. I could leave the store, and I could go home. After all, the store is huge, and the options are unlimited. I mean, what likelihood do I have of actually finding what it is that I'm there for in the first place? The task is just too daunting. Who cares if I'm going to have to answer for it when I get home? So what else could I do? I could choose to wander around until I see something that I think that Abby might like. After all, there's tons of stuff here. Surely I'll find something she'll like. Who knows, maybe I'll even see something that reminds me of what she sent me for. Or maybe I'll get lucky and accidentally do what she sent me to do. Or I could choose to simply communicate with the one who sent me. After all, someone knows exactly why I'm here. What if I could call, and what if I could know for sure what my purpose is? Well, I can tell you that looking back, I can't remember what Abby's purpose was that day. But that's completely irrelevant. My purpose was to do what she had sent me to do. And anything else would be a failure in my mission. Let me explain exactly what I mean. Say, for example, that Abby was making cookies. And maybe she discovered that she was out of eggs. In order to accomplish her purpose, she sent me to bring back what was missing. If I failed to get eggs, it wouldn't matter what else I did while I was there. I would not fulfill the purpose for which I was sent, and thus she would not be able to fulfill her purpose. I could bring back enough flour and sugar and chocolate chips to make a truckload of cookies. And if I didn't bring the eggs that she needed, everything would be wasted effort. I could fill my cart with everything that she likes best, and if I missed what she had sent me for, the whole stop would be in vain. I can't remember what she asked for, but I know she likes tea. I'll get her tea. Well, I can't remember why she called me to stop, but she really likes flowers. I'll get her flowers. That'll make her happy. Who would do this? Really, husbands, who else would do this? Please tell me it's not just me. Okay, all right, good. A couple of you are with me. I've come to the conclusion that much of my life is a story of wandering around the store, throwing things in the cart while I continue to hit redial, hoping desperately to get an answer so I can finally fulfill my purpose. In the process, I'm learning some patience and self-sacrifice. I'm learning to hear the voice of my Father, and I'm learning that sometimes the very act of seeking Him is just as important as fulfilling the mission that He's called us here for. I'm learning that there is some validity in the wandering around strategy. After all, there are other needs to be met that have nothing to do with baking cookies, right? Eventually, all the other purposes of the household need to be met, and there's no harm in accomplishing other good works while seeking clarification on our purpose. If 2020 taught us anything at all, it's that there's never any harm in having a couple extra rolls of toilet paper around the house. Am I right? So do you believe that God has a purpose? Do you believe that He has placed you where you are? Would He send you without giving you a purpose? Let me say it directly. I believe you are where you are because God has a purpose in it. And sometimes the place we find ourselves is not quite as nice as the Walmart. Life, after all, can be downright uncomfortable at times. See if you can relate to any of these situations. My job is frustrating. What am I here for? My marriage is challenging. What am I here for? My neighbor is irritating. What am I here for? My health challenge is debilitating. What am I here for? My child is suffering. What am I here for? Even Jesus, faced with the enormity of being nailed to a cross, cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? What am I here for? I like to think that in this moment, through communication with the one who had sent him, Jesus received his answer. And the peace of knowing his purpose was to fulfill the plan of salvation for all mankind, which is how he was able to declare just a short time later, "It is finished." So what are you here for, Clappertown Church? And what does this have to do with Easter? Well, when I originally questioned the appropriateness of this message for delivery on Resurrection Sunday, I immediately heard the following question in my mind. Why do you seek the living among the dead? This, of course, is a question that was asked by the angels in the empty tomb in Luke chapter 24. In essence, he asks them, what are you here for? What are you here for? The women had come to the tomb expecting to tend to the body of a dead Jesus. But they left with a mission to share the news of a living Jesus. And it was upon going about this mission that they encountered him. Mark records the story in his gospel in chapter 16. Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to the tomb. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. And his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook from fear of him and became like dead men. And the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus, who's been crucified. He's not here. For he has been risen, just as he said. Come see the place where he was lying, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. And behold, he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I've told you." And they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and they began to report to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Rejoice!" And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go, bring word to my brothers and leave for Galilee, for there they will see me." These women were prepared to do ordinary things. But suddenly they had a divine purpose and clear guidance from the one who called them to that purpose. Jesus did the hard part. Yes, we share in the suffering of our Lord in many ways, but the burden of our sin was carried and crucified on Golgotha. We, like the women at the empty tomb, are called to share the news of a risen Jesus. In our Walmart story, this is like grabbing the household essentials while we're walking through the store. This is what we do when we're not sure of what else we're supposed to be doing. In the "what am I here for" moments of our lives, however, there's often something more that we're called to. As a believer, I carry Jesus himself into every situation that I encounter. Every frustration at work, every irritation with my neighbor, every challenge in my marriage is an opportunity for Jesus to work in me and through me, and for those around me to experience the love of Christ. Every pain and every moment of suffering is a reminder of what he endured for us. And Easter is a reminder that even suffering and death are no match for the power of God. He cares for us. He provides for us. He comforts us. And through us, he does things, these same things, to others in our community. In your "what am I here for" moment, I can't honestly tell you what his purpose is, but I can tell you one thing. It is good. it is good. God doesn't waste opportunities, and he doesn't put his people through needless exercises. He put us here. He knows exactly what he's doing. He has a plan. You have a purpose. So what is God's purpose in Clappertown today, church? Have we shared the news of a living Jesus? Have we cared for and provided for and comforted those around us in the community? Are we rushing out full of fear and joy? Or are we still seeking the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen. And you will encounter him as you go out and fulfill the mission that he's called you to. He is here. He's among us. He's got a purpose and a plan. And he's called you to participate in that purpose and that plan. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the hope that is the message of Easter, that even suffering and death has an end, and that end is glorious. It's a victory over death and the grave, that we need not fear, and we need not be burdened by our sin any longer. What great news for us and for the suffering world around us. Father, I pray that as we wander around the store throwing the daily essentials into our cart, that you would communicate with us, speak directly to us, make us sensitive to your voice, and give us the will to participate in what you called us to. Father, thank you for the empty tomb. Thank you for the risen Savior. And thank you for the purpose that you've called us to. We give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. I honestly don't remember.